Are you ready to unleash your unlimited potential? Well, get ready to illuminate yourself, mind, spirit, and body with my next guest, Lumen Marie. Welcome, Lumen.
Thank you.
Oh, how should I say your name?
Lumen, I love it. It's perfect.
Okay. I feel that illuminate.
Good.
All
I heard
right.
that. That's what they call.
Audience, are you ready for a mind, body, spirit upgrade? Do
I am. Are you?
you Yes. Do you want to live a more fulfilling and driven life? We are here with Lumen Marie today, and we got our body and our energy flowing and just bringing it all together. And she is one who activates the soul with unconventional methods. She has a combination of Reiki and shaman, everything spiritual and magic that she can dip into and just teach you a little bit about really owning and loving yourself. So welcome,
Really
Lumen.
know me. I love that. That was like the perfect
Welcome,
introduction. You get
welcome. So
Welcome.
tell us a little bit about the power over your mind.
Okay, so this is for me, honestly, one of the last things. I'm starting to look at everything as a triad. So we have the body, mind, and the spirit. And for
Okay.
me, I'm feeling like the mind is the last thing I'm mastering. So I'll say that with all humility, if I'm talking about the mind. I've started to learn real recently, and this is all the law of attraction stuff, but it's all about the feelings in the body, that we need to train our mind to feel good in our body. And if we haven't had that experience of feeling good in our body, you kind of have to choose where to start, but you kind of work on them both simultaneously. And so that was the thing that I had forgotten a long time ago, that I let the I'm a energetically sensitive person. I'm an empath. I'm intuitive, which I assume you might be too. A lot of people are that kind of end up in this sphere. And we can tend to let our minds and our emotions take over a little bit, maybe a little bit more than they need to. And so what I've learned about the mind is I have to train it to catch myself. Like, oh, I don't have, like, I can feel this emotion authentically for 10, 20 seconds, like be in my moment, be in my truth. And then I have to make the opportunity to create a new thought, to create a neural pathway within my body, so that when my body triggers that sensation next time, it's a positive thought. Because the difference between anxiety and excitement, the feeling in your body is the same sensation. It's the story that we've created in our mind. So they work together. You have to be aware of the body, be willing to feel what the body's feeling, and then have a thought. And if the thought aligns with something that you want to feel good, then you keep it. And if it doesn't, you like acknowledge it, let it pass, and create a new thought.
Wow.
And it takes training. It's easier said than done. I'm not trying to be like, it's a challenge.
Yes, but I love the idea of bringing the body as a tool to really connect with that feeling or that new story that we want to create for ourselves. That's
Yeah,
great.
and that goes down to deep mindfulness wisdom. The Buddha got enlightened using the Vipassana technique, and it's all about scanning the sensations of the body, because what it suggests is every thought actually starts as a feeling in the body. A very, very subtle feeling of discomfort will come that most of us don't even perceive, because
True.
we're only at the very surface levels. But
Right.
somewhere deep inside, it's a physical sensation that creates a thought. That's kind of the Buddhist worldview, and one that I've adopted because it makes sense. And I've start as I've gotten more into my subtle body, I get that. Like, my body will tell me something's coming way before I have the experience of, like sometimes just like a couple hours. But I'll wake up with a feeling like,
Something's
and then
okay.
later in the day, something will happen. So I can use that as an opportunity to prepare. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to sit extra long today and center and get excited about this thing that's coming.
Yeah,
What is it going to
this is
be? I don't
great.
know.
Because I hear so much that animals know how to do that. They know something is up from, hours ahead. Earthquakes and things like that, they know it's coming. This is interesting to feel that or to understand that once we get in tune with our bodies, we can also anticipate something and good things at that, which
Things.
is, yes.
I mean, I'm just yeah. I mean, we have that opportunity because the emotion arrives or the feeling of something in the future that isn't created yet because there's, well, it has, but there's any infinite timelines. So what if we chose the minute we had the feeling and we thought it was something to be afraid of or to be alert, like they, because we're moving from the animal instinct into the fifth dimensional instinct. So we get to flip it a little bit, right? We still use that instinct, but it's like, oh, wait, there's a rush of energy that I'm aware of. I'm going to create something amazing with it.
Yes, I love that. It's what I
Fire.
call my entrepreneurial fire. Like when I get really revved up and I get a great idea and just want to go with it, moving into that energy, utilizing that energy, because we all are energy. And I seen something on your website. You said something about you want to feel like a sexy mother in your skin. I don't know
Yes.
if YouTube allowed me to say that, but I want to say it. You want to feel like a sexy motherfucker in your skin? Not anyone, not for anyone else, but for you. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's like the human body, specifically the female human body, but obviously the male as well. It just has different conditioning. When we are just playing our music and it's just alone and we're feeling good, we're moving sensually, is the word that I like to call it. And what happened is over time, that movement by the masculine, so I'm not saying by men, it's not about like gendering,
Right,
but
right.
this movement was called sexual. It became like this lustful, desiry thing as opposed to something that we just owned and like everyone was like celebrating it in respect. Yeah, right? Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, I use that language to appeal to the masses. Like that's not really the type of language I use in my everyday, but it's true.
Me
Like that,
neither, but yeah, I get it.
the feeling of it. Like when I say that, exactly, like it's in your body and you like feel good and it doesn't matter if everyone's watching or nobody's watching. And the thing is, everybody gets that in different places. So some people are going to feel that way most when there are a lot of people watching. Some people need to get that feeling first, just alone in their bedroom, standing in front of their mirror. Just like that's where I started. I used to have huge body insecurities. So I started standing in front of the mirror naked and just kind of like moving and just like realizing like, hey, this is all right. And I
Yeah.
was doing other mindset work. I was working multiple avenues, the mindset, the Reiki, and I just found myself loving my body more.
You are taking me back to, I want to say teenage years, but it from my teenage years into my late 30s, where I started to listen to music every day and dancing in my room and just loving it and this the energy of it. And then I also started dancing in front of people, and people would say, "Wow, that's amazing." And I did not know, I did not create, choreography. Choreography and I don't get along. But just moving freely and people loved it. And then I started to get self-conscious and start to think, overthink the dance, and that took part of it away from me and I stopped for a while. But what you're saying is really reconnecting me to that idea of just, hey, nobody's watching and just move freely.
To your why. And I mean, I know the feeling too, because it really depends. Sometimes, I was on So You Think You Can Dance, and I got on there because of my story, but because of this awakening where I was so embodied and I was like jamming. But when I was on that stage, I didn't bring it. Like, I danced like a 30-year-old that kind of used to dance like a 30, I was respectable, but it wasn't the embodiment that you know, because it's all quantum. Eyes watching does make a difference. And that's
absolutely
why divine feminine is so just has to be in her nature so that those eyes don't penetrate. And that just takes work. And sometimes, and it depends how strong the eyes are, you know, like different crowds are different. Some eyes are really supportive and like wanting that. So it's just, as we become more sensitive to energy, we just have to be more aware of who we share our energy with, really. Because some eyes are going to be feel really good and draw you out. And then, yeah, others make you more self-conscious. And it's just like, we can, as women, we have a choice not to be around people that make us feel self-conscious. Like, we know who we are. We know how we feel about ourselves. And so it's time for us to stop thinking that we are the problem.
Yes, listen to that, ladies. Listen, we are who we are, and it's beautiful.
We are. We're wild, and we're all wild. And that's the thing. We're doing this together. And the more women embody ourselves with love and light and fun and joy, the more the masculine, not just men, the masculine in other women as well, is going to feel safe coming along with us, because we want the men freely moving in their bodies too. Like, everyone can wear leggings, everyone can wear unitards. We have to stop drawing these lines about who can express what energies,
which,
you know,
body type can move. I was just looking at a video on Facebook about ballet dancing and women different ages and different sizes taking up ballet dancing lessons for the first time. And I thought, wow, that's brave, because of the, you know, ballet dances typically has been so criticized on body type. But I thought this is a wonderful new movement, getting in touch with your body and dance, any dance that you love.
Are you saying ballet or belly?
Ballet.
Really?
Yes, I've got to send you the video.
Ballet classes?
Yes.
Well, maybe that's what my calling is. I need to start an in-person ballet class. So that's where it all started for me. I started, you know, like at 6 taking ballet class, and that was my main training. And now I'm primarily freestyle dance and flow arts and fire spinning, but that muscle memory is there. And I guess that's for anyone who used to be a movement person, an athletic person, any of that. It's in your body. That muscle memory is still there. That was the shocking thing, that because I took a 7-year break where I didn't even go to the gym for 7 years, better yet, dance. And I was shocked to find out that I could still, once I got back into my body, everything that I learned in my teens, you know, grow in my childhood, still there. It was amazing. Less defined, which makes it better. You know what I mean? It was like more relatable. It's like relatable ballet.
Removing the, you know, the restrictions and the limitations. So
ballet is all about just creating nice lines. So it doesn't matter if it's here or here, as far as I'm concerned. It's about the intention of, you know, if we're talking about movement, and ballet always has kind of performance, you know, I guess you can just take ballet for ballet, but I always think about move, you know, a stage when I think of ballet. And I like this idea of making it more about lines and shapes.
And speaking of lines, purpose aligned with spirit.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Purpose aligned with spirit. Well, for me, it's twofold. We get it through basically prayer and meditation, which there's many ways to pray and there's many ways to meditate. So that's just a very general thing. But the idea is, prayer is when you ask, meditation's where you receive. So it's getting in contact. The magic for me, the alignment for me in spirit is threefold. I do, you mentioned the shamanistic work. So that just is about connecting to northeast, southwest, air, fire, water, earth, animals, plants, minerals, humans. So all of the earthiness of spirituality. And then we have the higher realms, the, you know, God, source, universe. I'm definitely non-sectarian, so whatever people want to call it, but this higher power that we, many of us have, that there's something, the creator is one I use a lot lately, the creator. And so we're in the middle. We're the sky, and the earth. And through this is align up our chakras, and that lights us up. And so being aligned for me is being connected to earth, connected to spirit. And when that comes in into the body, that's called embodiment. And that's when we're all avatars and we're just doing what we're doing with ease. And I'm definitely not there all the time. And so, but I feel like we do it together. As some of us start to do the work and become embodied, other people do. And then when other people are doing, it's easier for us to do more. And so we're all like doing it together, because we are all one avatar, right? We're all this energy field. We're all connected. So we can only really rise together. Like one person can only do so much just on their own, if that makes sense.
And you had a workshop recently, and is it mostly women that you work with, or?
It's mostly, but not exclusively by any means. It's just that in the current evolution, women have more, well, no, that's not the right way to put it.
They're waking up. We are waking up.
Waking up. We have more invested in change. The masculine has more fear of loss of power. That's what's happening, right? There's a power dynamic between the masculine and feminine. And so as the feminine gains power, the masculine's afraid they're losing power. That's not really how it goes, right? It's just about coming to balance. But we're reclaiming our power, and we know we're here to do it. So I do work with more women, but I do like my groups to be co-ed, because I want men that are ready, but I still use the language divine feminine, even with men, because I want them to know that that's what we are doing. We're awakening the feminine within us to align.
And the workshop, I want to invite the ladies listening to join one of your workshops. And what can we learn or experience with you?
Well, my last one was my first 3-day, like you said, and it was super exciting. I'd never done a 3-day. And this was actually a whole new workshop where one day was mindfulness, one day was movement, and one day was magic. And so we went through different techniques of centering the mind, why that's important. The second day was dance party, always getting that movement in. And then the third day we talked about the shamanism, the belief, the faith, and then the idea of energy healing. And for me, the energy healing is like that next dimension. Like we've done the shamanism, we circle over to this more religious-y type, you know, vibe of the creator. And now we're circling to get the fifth dimensional and like make this vortex of amazingness. And if anyone wants to watch it, it's in my Facebook group. That's probably the best place to catch it. And then I'm trying to do a monthly workshop. I probably won't do another 3-day for another quarter. You know, I want to do that. That was aligned for the solstice and the equinox. So that's why I did that one 3-day. But I want to make the same one. It's called Total Transformation with Mindfulness, Movement, and Magic. And it'll be monthly. It'll probably be like an hour and a half, and it'll be a little bit of each, just to try to
love the totalness.
Open the mind to new ideas, and then to get the body moving and be opening to magic.
I love that idea of the body, mind, and spirit, just so awakening of it. And it's as what we've been discussing, it's not set, it's not fixed, it's gonna react or interact differently with each person, how they receive it and how they process this new awakening of their own mental.
It's so true, because every body is different. It's like we're all living the same story through a different projector. And that's kind of part of my teachings, is the idea of the chakra system. And this is our energy system. And then it projects out into the world to create our outer experience. And so as we work with this energy system, it changes the way the projection looks, and that's the image we see, but the mind still has to attach the story to the image. So this is this body mind kind of creation story of how the energy kind of creates our life.
And I just want to welcome the listeners to feel the energy that Lumen and I are creating now, and and I think we're gonna close out with a little bit of dancing. Excuse us if we have some technical difficulty. We're gonna try and put some music on and do some movement. Let's try that. Let's try that. If Yeah, I don't have the words because right now my body just wants to move, but the fact of the matter is we're talking about body, mind, spirit, using all of them, which makes it so much more powerful than, you know, just sitting down and talking to someone in therapy about the mind and the things in your mind. You're actually creating that energy with their body. You're actually creating that energy with the spiritual beliefs. And this is it. Lumen brings it all together. So let's dance.
Should we try dancing? I don't know, this might be a little out there, but we could try dancing without music and make our voices.
Hey.
Like, that's like next level.
If Zoom doesn't want to cooperate, let's do that.
What should we sing? Oh, Diva, what should
we sing? Oh, no. The singing.
What?
The singing is not something I can.
All right, we got to talk.
Let me lift the eyes and rain. Can I only show you so much? We are flowers,
slowly but steadily
in bloom. Add your own music here.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. Someone could just be listening to their own music.
Yeah, add your own music. And believe and understand. Body.
Yay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
That was fun.
This was wonderful.
Well, thank you for inviting me to play. That's what I'm trying to bring more of into my life and ultimately everyone's, because I think we've all been working too hard and we are trying to remember that we're here to embody joy and that it is done. Period.
It is done. We are the creation. It's done.
Yay.
Yay.